You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Rita Liu, and it's Aiming for Alpha. I'm speaking to Ahmad Salahuddin, trainer from Mini Workshop Series, and we're talking about unleashing your inner Da Vinci. Ahmad, does everyone have a Da Vinci inside? Seriously.
Well, Rita, to put it very simply, yes. Professor Howard Gardner of Harvard had studied and actually discovered that up to the age of 4, almost all children were actually geniuses with potential comparable to Leonardo da Vinci himself, who conceptualized the helicopter, the tank, solar power, and is essentially an all-around genius. This means that creativity is something you're born with, but rather a skill like playing a game. The more you use it or play it, the better you get at it. Unfortunately, the study also found that by the age of 20, only a mere 2% of the children retained their genius potential, while the rest have been dumbed down, so as to speak. Somewhere along the way, they've been brought up or educated to remove the belief and ability to tap into their genius potential. As a result, it's easy to conclude that genius, or in this case creative thinking, is a talent reserved for the few.
So what happened from 4 to 20?
4 to 20, well, they call it something like the genius dip. And essentially, they're encouraged to go through conformity, whether in school or at home, and they learn that sometimes it's not a good idea to unleash their differences or the creativity because it can, you know, make them look different from others. And usually, most of the time, kids will want to be in a group rather than be out of a group. And this naturally results in them being conforming with whatever is in the group.
So they don't want to stand out anyway. They
right.
don't want to be different
right.
because they'll be mocked by their friends.
Yes.
But what can parents and teachers do?
Well, I think what parents and teachers can do is that encourage a more learning environment at home. For example, in my family, my parents encourage a lot of the usage of mind maps and thinking, the Six Thinking Hats by Edward de Bono. Mind maps are essentially a kind of a flowchart way of taking notes, and this is very easy for you to learn and memorize things easier, and you can also use it to practice and brainstorm your ideas also much better.
A brain bloom, they call it.
Yes, that's one of
them. We've had Tony Bazan on the show.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but very interesting. So how old were you then when your parents introduced this to you?
I think it's probably more than 7-8 years ago.
Okay.
Yes, that's
so
right.
So you started, your parents introduced this, and how old are you actually?
I'm currently 21.
You're currently 21.
Yes.
Okay, and this is something that your parents actually developed in your teenage years.
Yes.
Okay, so that's one of the ways that parents can encourage creative thinking in the family.
That's right.
Okay, so why is creative thinking important in business?
Well, I think the easiest answer to that is that you'll be able to think outside the box. It essentially allows you to be more flexible in how you approach problems and situations and allow you to see things from very different perspectives in order to produce unique solutions. One example that can illustrate importance, and if you look at it more globally, is in terms of the energy crisis that the world will be facing. With oil reserves dwindling globally, people must look to more creative ways to generate electricity, and they've come up with some truly amazing and creative ideas like underwater turbines, doors that store energy every time you open and close them, and even harnessing energy from artificial tornadoes. Now, if you look more personal level for me, at Mini Workshop Series, we run over 70 specialized training modules, and we need to come up with creative ways to integrate accelerated learning, games and activities, and all of the information in between into manageable chunks for each of these modules. So coming up with these ideas to solve the energy crisis, to integrate learning, and even other problems at work requires a lot of creativity to ensure that solutions are well designed and thought of.
And what is the process behind creative thinking?
Well, creative thinking is actually developed by the constant exploration of ideas through a set of actions. And these actions are essentially a 5-stage creative process that goes by the acronym FRANK. So let's assume that you have a problem to solve, Frida. You first begin by foraging for as much information.
Okay, let's give a scenario, a problem to solve. Let's say weight loss.
Okay, right, weight loss then. So first you begin by foraging information about weight loss as much as possible on the ways that you can lose weight and, you know, what people are talking about it, what are the popular trends, anything and everything about it. So after that, second, you reflect on the information that you've managed to obtain. That means thinking through about it and basically selecting and seeing how you can convert them into things that are doable for you.
So it's foraging and then it's reflecting.
Yes, that's right. So third, you come to adopt your possible solution. Say, for example, you manage to come with a diet plan, and you manage to come with an exercise plan, and perhaps you decided to train with a buddy on losing your weight, and you decided that out of that three, maybe the possible solution is only the diet plan. So you decide to only adopt this plan, and perhaps you can even combine all three of them into one. So the fourth step is that you nurture upon your plan to make it really stand out and solidify it, to make sure that you really work out all the kinks in the plan, and then deciding whether or not it's really solid by testing it out. Say, for example, 1 week you go with a diet plan and seeing what worked, what didn't work, or there's certain times of the day that you suddenly just have a food craving or some sort. So then you learn to see that, right, so this may need some modification, and you modify it. And finally, once you've been able to really put it down together, the fifth step is knuckling it down. And this basically means you present the ideas to people to really see what other people's perspectives, comments, and criticisms are. And this allows you to basically see the areas that you didn't see in terms of weakness about your plan. And generally, this will really solidify your plan that you really have thought about.
And with knuckling down as well, is it also so that you're accountable to someone in a way to say, hey, I'm on a weight loss program, and then so that someone knows and say, so how's that coming along? And then you feel like, yes, I really had to go through with this. Okay, so and are some people more creative than others? I know we talked about this earlier, but are there some people who are more creative than others?
Well, I think when you talk about that, it's important to keep in mind that there are actually different types of creative personalities, and due to this, they have different ways to tap and use their creativity. And now, borrowing from Roger Von Eck, who's a guru on creativity, there are four general types of creative personalities. First, there's the explorer, who is very open to finding ideas in unusual places. Then there's the artist, who's imaginative and playful. And third, there's the judge, who is more evaluative and logic-based. And finally, there's the warrior, who enjoys making things happen. Now, everyone is basically a combination of sorts of each of these four. And you'll be hard-pressed to find someone who doesn't at least meet one, if not all, of these traits. So the question really isn't if some are more creative than others or not. It's whether you're really tapping into your potential to become more creative.
Okay, so that's why when people think, oh, they think of creative people, they only think of people in advertising and arts. But within those four criteria, we're only seeing that aspect of arts.
That's right.
So even by being judgmental, did you say? Was
that's
it judgmental?
Right.
So you can even be creative within that area, mm-hmm. as in coming up with solutions, right. different ways of looking at things. So it's not just limited to the advertisers and the artists out there.
That's true.
This is BFM 89.9. It's Aiming for Alpha. I'm speaking to Ahmad Salahuddin, trainer from Mini Workshop Series. Welcome back. This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Aiming for Alpha on BFM 89.9. I'm speaking to Ahmad Salahuddin, trainer from Mini Workshop Series, and we're talking about unleashing your inner Da Vinci. So we've talked about being frank and also the four types of creative people. What about organizations and banks and hospitals? And you say that, you know, we don't expect to see creativity there. So in this context, how can these institutions be creative? Is that then using the other elements of creativity, like the judgment and all that?
Well, I think when it comes to, as you say, so-called organizations that don't naturally think about using creative thinking, what they need to do is actually apply creative thinking tools rather than focusing more on the creative personalities, because generally, since everyone already have these personalities, you really can't change much there. So, for example, they could use brainstorming sessions.
So these are the creative thinking tools.
Right. So if you want, I could explain what some of the creative thinking tools are. Now, there are actually three very easy tools that you can actually apply immediately, whether at work, at home, or anywhere you want to. The first tool is called random words. And you basically take a random word and apply it to your problem and see if you can connect it and help solve your problem. For example, if you use the word balloon in generating new ideas about cars, one possible connection is by putting the balloon inside a car, and it could result in an airbag. Alternatively, you could decide to put it underneath the car, and it can think about driving a car inside water, for example. And these are actually how scientists in America are actually designing prototypes for different solutions to all these sorts of problems. And a second tool, and a more common one, as I just said earlier, is brainstorming. And this is particularly useful in group discussions, where all you have to do is to have a well-stated challenge or problem and have each person in the team come up with as many solutions as possible, allowing them to build upon each other's ideas, but never discarding any idea yet. And this is a good way for superiors to actually get information from the lower levels without having to throw them back at them directly. And actually, once you've exhausted all the possibilities, you then adopt, nurture, and then knuckle down the ideas to make sure they're really solid.
Okay, so these are some of the creative thinking tools. Are there more?
Well, a third one, actually, yes, one more and a very useful one is the why not how filter. It will be easier if you get someone else to participate in this process. What you do is that every time you come up with an idea, ask yourself how this idea can be implemented. And if it's not possible, you ask, why not? Usually, you'll find that you'll be able to find creative ways to implement the idea through the how filter and how to make the idea applicable to the situation using the why not filter.
So you get someone to ask you, why not, why not, why
yes,
not?
Essentially.
And then you just have to say, how. So, okay, so that's okay, like a friend like that, asking you why not all the time. Sounds like a kid. Okay, and where can we learn more? What about developing creative thinking adults? So those are the tools that you use. So how do you get started in this process?
Okay, well, in creative thinking, essentially there are three things. It's an ability, an attitude, and a set of actions. The ability and set of actions are mechanical processes that you can learn very easily. But what you really need to develop is to have the right attitude. Because when it comes to creativity, you need to have the right attitude so that you have easier acceptance from different perspectives and in turn generate more ideas. Here are two very simple things that I would recommend if you really want to develop your creativity. First, practice divergent thinking. It basically means creating as many solutions as possible to a problem, similar to brainstorming. You need to be able to come up with ideas without shooting them down, even if they look undoable initially. This trains your mind to be able to see things from other angles and thus resulting in you coming up with more ideas naturally. Second, you practice convergent thinking, and this is simply the opposite of divergent thinking, which is to pull together completely different concepts and ideas and merge them into a unifying solution. By doing this, your mind learns to connect seemingly unrelated ideas and producing brand new solutions. As an example, an author who explores on the possible ways to approach a subject, she's using a divergent thinking, and then she finds ways to put them all together into one concept, and then she's using convergent thinking.
Okay, so convergent thinking is... Divergent thinking is where they're thinking broad view.
That's right.
Right? And then they've got the storyline. Developing the storyline is then divergent thinking.
Right.
All right. Okay. So where can people learn more about creative thinking?
Well, when it comes to creativity, two famous names pop in mind. One is Tony Buzan and the other is Edward de Bono. Tony Buzan is, of course, the inventor of the modern mind map.
And we've had them both on our show.
Oh, interesting. All right. Well, they definitely know then that Edward de Bono is also the inventor of the six thinking hats. And these are two very useful tools that can be used for either adults or kids. If you want a more local flavor, Dr. Yu Kam Kyung, or otherwise known as Dr. YKK, is another excellent source to learn more from because he's an international subject matter expert that's recognized in a lot of the countries around the world. And of course, there's also mini workshop series which offers a highly specialized and compact module on creative thinking. You can easily Google any of these names, Tony Buzan, Edward de Bono, Dr. YKK, and mini workshop series to know more about the available materials and works.
You've been listening to Aiming for Alpha. I've been speaking to Ahmad Salahuddin, trainer from mini workshop series. This is BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, the business station.